This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى commands us in the Quran to remember him often. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. Oh you who have iman, remember Allah frequently and glorify him in the morning and in the evening. واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. Allah also said, and remember Allah often so that you may attain success. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know that his dhikr is the nourishment and the substance that gives us life. We eat and we drink to nourish and sustain our physical bodies. But it is the dhikr of Allah, his mention, his remembrance that keeps us truly, really alive and maintains our iman and protects us from the shaitan and connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, we would be living, but we would be as if we are dead. We would be living, but would be as if we are dead. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. He says the example of the difference between the one who remembers Allah and the one who does not remember Allah is the difference between the living and the dead. The difference between the living and the dead. And if you think about it, the dead, because they are dead, they cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. They cannot glorify or praise or ask for forgiveness. Their deeds have ended. The living, what distinguishes them as living beings is that they could still do something to help themselves. The dead can no longer do this. Now they are reliant on what they have done and reliant on the efforts of the living in making dua or sadaqah on their behalf. But they cannot help themselves or anybody else. But as the living, they can. But if a living person does not remember Allah Azza wa Jal, then they have resembled the dead in that they have benefited or they have deprived themselves of that benefit, as if they are dead. But also the type of life that they live is a life that is distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ. Remember Allah Azza wa Jal when you forget. Because we have been created with forgetfulness. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remember Allah privately to yourself with humility, with awe, in the beginning and at the end of the day, without being loud. And don't be among the neglectful. Because if you stop remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan overpowers you. And this is why it's important to keep remembering him subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So he said, when he said, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا, remember Allah often. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as has been described by his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, كان يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. He would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as a prophet of Allah, as one who knows Allah very well and knows the value of dhikr, he would remember Allah all the time. So in addition to all the dhikr that we know, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he would be sitting, he'll remember Allah. If he would walk, he'll remember Allah. If he would lie down, he would remember Allah azza wa jal. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah praises those who have insight, the ability to contemplate the universe around them, to see the wisdom that is in it, to learn from it. The first condition for that to happen, if they want to be a people of ulil albab, people of minds, is for them to do what? To remember Allah Azza wa Jal while they are standing, while they are sitting, and while they are lying down. Because that dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we said, it nourishes the heart. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Who are the believers? If you want to test yourself and say, do I have iman? Allah Azza wa Jal says, the believers are only those who do what? That is when they remember Allah Azza wa Jal, their hearts are humbled. And when they hear the verses of Allah, the ayahs of Allah Azza wa Jal, it increases them in iman. But the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal does what to their hearts? It humbles their heart. And that means that without the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the heart will be solid, hard, and also in agony. Some of the scholars of Islam, they've said that the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal for the heart of a believer is like water for fish. What happens to the fish if you take it out of water? It starts to agonize, approaching death until it dies. And you see, if that believer is not close to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that Allah said about himself, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the hearts find comfort and tranquility. I mean, take the dhikr of Allah, what do you find then? Agitation and hardship and alarm and anxiety. So when the heart is distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's never left empty. It's never left on its own. But it's attacked by the shaitan. And they say about the shaitan, when you read Surah An-Nas, Al-Waswasul Khannas, that is, if Allah Azza wa Jal's name is mentioned, Khanas, the shaitan withdraws, retreats, because he's too weak. But if not, you neglect to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, he overpowers you and sits on top of the heart. And if the shaitan is sitting on top of the heart, what do you expect will happen? What happens to your mood? What happens to your character? What happens to the thoughts that enter your mind? Destructive, evil, negative thoughts. What happens to the energy that you have in your body? What happens to your relationships? What happens to the barakah inside your house? What happens to your relationship with your children and their relationship to you? And how you deal with your spouse and how they deal with you? Because if the shaitan is there, the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal is dismissed. But if you remember him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through that remembrance Allah Azza wa Jal aids you. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. He says, and I will be with my servant when he remembers me. When he mentions me, I will be with him. فَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ. He says, if he remembers me, if he mentions me by himself privately, I mention him by myself to myself. And if he mentions me in front of company, I mention him in front of company that is better than the company of his company. So imagine here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if you want Allah to be with you, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, remember him and Allah will be with you. And in a sense, Allah Azza wa Jal is always with you, watching, knowing. But this particular ma'iyyah, this particular proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal is that he is with you to aid you, to protect you, to guide you, to answer your dua, So the more that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more that you will find Allah with you, right by your side. And then your heart is clean, and your mind is clean, and your eyes are clean, and your ears are clean, and your body is strong, and your relationship are better, and you're in control. Not someone else controlling you, but you're in control because Allah Azza wa Jal is with you. And that only happens because you're constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person wants to have power against sin, especially those that we have been addicted to, that have become part of our life, that are so hard to dislodge from our lives, you want power against those sins, he said, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wadhkuru allaha kathira. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, meaning here in terms of a physical combat, when you fight or when you meet an enemy, be steadfast and remember Allah often. Because the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is the thing that gives you patience and steadfastness and assistance from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's not limited to a physical fight. It's any fight, any kind of striving that you want to do in life, especially one that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is for His sake. So you're going through some hardship, or you want to quit a particular sin, or you want to perform a ibadah, an obligation that is hard on you. Where do you find the strength? You say you begin with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal will enable you to carry mountains or remove mountains, if that is what is your task. If you trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and you remember Him, and He is always next to you, then Allah Azza wa Jal will enable you to do everything, because He is with you. But what happens is that we neglect that and we rely on ourselves, and so every disaster becomes overwhelming. Every prohibition is overwhelming. Every ibadah is overwhelming because we did not seek Allah's assistance. And it's not easy to simply say, in an abstract, theoretical fashion, just rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. How do I do this? You say, you begin by the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and introduce that dhikr into your life so that it can start changing all of it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of the best of deeds. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا أخبركم بخير أعمالكم وأزكاها عند مليككم وخير لكم من إنفاق الورق والذهب وخير لكم من أن تلقوا عدوكم فتضربوا أعناقهم ويضربوا أعناقكم. Dhikrullah Azza wa Jal, he says, shall I not tell you about the best of your deeds? The best of deeds. And it's better than spending gold and silver and better than meeting an enemy and killing them or them killing you. Shall I not tell you about the best of deeds? He said, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because that is the essence of it all. Salah is there for dhikr. Hajj is there for dhikr. Zakah is there for dhikr. That is the essence of all of our ibadah, to remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to never forget Him. To remember Him with heart, to remember Him with tongue, and also remembering Him with gratitude when we obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from what He hates. That is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. But with tongue, that type of ibadah is the easiest type of ibadah. So if you want to be happy when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to not be lonely in your grave. What gives you company in your grave? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that a man or a person would come, and if a person is righteous, he will see a beautiful person approach him, and he will ask him, who are you? And he will say, I am your good deeds. I am here to keep you company till the day of resurrection. And if he is not pious, he will meet a person of ugly face, ugly demeanor. And he'll say, who are you? And he says, I am your evil deeds. I will keep you company till the day of resurrection. So if you want company in your grave when you're alone, then good deeds will give you company. And on top of that is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You want to be happy when you meet him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Good news for the one who will find in his book of record a lot of astaghfirullah. That is when you open it. Of all the terrible bad things that we know that we've done, and we still remember, and many of them that we forgot about, all of them will be recorded. What is the thing that is going to counter all of that, that will make you happy when you open your book? He said, if you say astaghfirullah, not just once and not just twice, but frequently, hundreds and hundreds of times, thousands and thousands of times, whenever you are walking and coming, you say astaghfirullah. And you say alhamdulillah, and you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad, especially on a day like a day when he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, fa inna salatakum ma'rudatun alayhi. He said, do a lot of salah and salam upon me on Friday, because that will be presented to me. From you to Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. When you say that a lot on Friday, he will receive that from you, and it will be presented from you. So that is a dhikr. Whenever Friday comes, remember sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and repeat that often. If you want to have dhikr in your life, subhanallah, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah did not leave us clueless like animals, but Allah Azza wa Jal taught us, before you want to sleep, say this. When you wake up, say this. In the morning, after your fajr, say these adhkar. After your asr, say these adhkar. When you're afraid, when you're grateful and happy, when you receive this, when you lose that, always the Muslim, always there is dhikr around him and with him to support him, and to connect him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to guide him and protect him. One of them, and that is the thing that I will share with you, and then we will conclude. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, that in the morning, in the evening, if you say la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. All of us know this one. It says, if you say it, in one narration it says 100 times. In another narration it says 10 times. If you are a person of fortitude and patience, do the 100. If not, and you're busy, at least you do the 10. But he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it will be as if you are freed a minimum of 4 slaves. And another narration says 10 slaves. And you will have 10 hasanas or 100 hasanah, depending on how many times you say them. And you will be forgiven 100 bad deeds or 110 bad deeds. But also the important one is, and you will be protected from the shaitan from morning till evening. And if you say it in the evening, you'll be protected from shaitan from evening till the morning. That is your protection. And no sin will come to you except shirk, that you have to protect yourself from. So remember this and add it to your repertoire, rotation of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember that that is your asset, that is your treasure, that is the thing that you will value the time when you want to leave this life. That is the beauty of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to make us of those who remember Him often. Ya Allah Rabbil Alameen, we ask you that you make our joy, our comfort in remembering your name and in reading your book and in remembering your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, make us of those who remember you with heart and tongue and body. Make us of those who remember you before death and see the beauty of that remembrance after their death. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to forgive us and our loved ones. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to give healing to those who are sick. and forgiveness to those who are dead. And we ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, to give guidance to those who are misguided. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, to fill our hearts with your love and love of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask you to make us among the blessed, not among those who are damned or heading to hellfire. We ask you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen, to elevate us in this life and in the hereafter, and protect us from all evil, Ya Rabbi Al-Alameen. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين لك كثيرا والذاكرات اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا وأقم الصلاة.